The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, third chapter, text number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in the summer of 1966 in New York.
Evam pravartitam chakram nanu bartayati yaha ja अघायु इंद्रिया राम मोघं पाठ सजीवति. लॉर्ड कृष्णा नाउ ही हैज डिस्क्राइब अबाउट ए सर्कल ऑफ एक्टिविटी एंडिंग इन यज्ञ सैक्रिफाइस. यज्ञ Jagga, the proper word, Jagga means Vishnu or the Supreme Lord. And another meaning of Jagga is sacrifice. That sacrifice is how to do that we have been discussing for the last 3 or 4 days. That Jagga-sishto-sino santam ucchante sarvakirmasi. Our whole trouble of life, this material existence, it is according to Vedic literature. This is our condemned life, material, because I am put into a different atmosphere, this body, which I am not. The body is matter and I am spirit soul. So I have been put into uncomfortable position by this material contact. So the human life is developed consciousness. So he has to learn it, and he can get rid of this material existence by the process which is prescribed in authoritative scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Vedic literature. So the first process, Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, is advises that not only he advises, it is advised in all the Vedas, that you should perform sacrifices. He teja dhyatu vishnu tritayana jajato mahi dapare parichajyam kaluta dharikirtana. The whole process of human civilization should be to acquire love of God. Our love is now distributed in so many things, and that is misdistributed. The whole thing was to be targeted to the Supreme Lord. I was to love God, but instead of loving God, my love is distributed in so many things. And that is a misdirected civilization. How it is misdirected? Suppose if I do not love God, if I love my wife, my children, my countrymen, what is wrong there? Oh, there is great wrong that you do not know. That is most unscientific. Without loving God, if I want to love my wife, that love is not perfect. Therefore, so-called love is disrupted by divorce and so many things. Because that is not perfect love. We do not know what is perfect love and how to conduct it. That is the defect of our civilization, which we are accepting as love, that is simply a desire for sense gratification. That is not love. Love is different. So because, why the love is defective in the material world? Because it is not properly discharged. We have to understand that. How it is not properly discharged? Just like you love your body, nobody can deny. Everyone loves his body. All right. What do you want to do? I want to maintain my body nicely. Then what is the means of maintaining your body very nicely? To take nice vitaminous food stuff and supply to the stomach, and then there is assimilation, secretion of different blood or different, humor, and so on. The physiological condition is going on. The main position is that you have to give proper food stuff to this body. Now, how to supply the food stuff to the body? The main source of supplying is this mouth. Now we have got 7 holes in this body, especially 9 holes, big holes, just like these 2 eyes, they are holes, the ears, they are holes, the mouth is one hole, and the evacuating process is another hole, this navel is another hole. There are 9 holes in this body. Now, if somebody says that I have to put foodstuff within the body, just like in medical treatment, sometimes when one cannot take foodstuff from the mouth, foodstuff is injected from the rectum or somewhere else, artificially, but that is not the system of supplying the foodstuff. The real process of supplying the foodstuff is through the mouth. If somebody says, oh, there are 9 holes, you can put the foodstuff in any hole. No, that will not do. You have to supply the foodstuff through the mouth. Similarly, if you have to love, you have to love through God. Otherwise, love is not possible. That is all artificial. Just like supplying foodstuff through the rectum is most artificial and troublesome thing. Similarly, without loving God, if I want to love anybody, that is a false manifestation. There are so many other examples. Just like watering the plant. Now, our fall, they supply water, pour water. Why? So that the tree or the plant may grow nicely. Where the water is poured? In the root. Not on the leaves. So, the scriptures directs, Vedic scriptures, yathā tarun mūla nisīchane na tripanti tastanda bhujopa sākha. Just like pouring water unto the root of the tree, all the branches of the tree and leaves and flowers, they automatically nourish. You haven't got to pour water. Now it is a small plant. Suppose if you have got a big tree and there are thousands of and millions of leaves, you are not supposed to supply water in millions of leaves. You are supposed to pour water on the root. That will be distributed. Just like you supply foodstuff to the stomach, that will be distributed. Suppose I have got very good cake. Now the fingers holding the cake. Now if the fingers think, all right, this is a good cake. why shall I supply to the stomach? Let us eat it. Oh, the fingers cannot eat. That is improper. There is a story in Sanskrit. Udarendriyana. Udarendriyana. There is a meeting of all the parts of the senses, that we are working and the stomach is sitting idly and he is simply eating. So let us get into strike. We shall not work. Just like there is strike system now. Now all the hands and legs and all parts of the body, they go, no more, we are going to work for the stomach. Now what happened? Gradually the hand become weak, the fingers become weak, I could not see, the ear. Oh, this thought of what is happening? This, we are becoming weaker. Then they decided it was a mistake not to supply foodstuff to the stomach. It was good for us. Similarly, by establishing a godless civilization, we are not happy. We are not happy. Just like the same way, not supplying foodstuff to the stomach, we are thinking of becoming happy. No, that cannot be. If the senses of the body, parts of the body, want to become happy, then the senses and the parts of the body, they have to supply foodstuff to the stomach. Similarly, if you want to be happy in this world, there is no alternative without, I mean to say, performing sacrifices. That is recommended here. Evam pravartitam chakram. The circle is, the circle is described in the previous verses, that annad bhavanti bhutan. You subsist by eating grains. Of course, nowadays we have invented so many artificial foodstuff, but however artificially foodstuff, however flesh and other things we may take, without grains we cannot live. The grains must be there. The wheat and the rice and the paddy and the cereals, there must be there. So real foodstuff is anna. Anna means this grain. So by eating grains, we subsist. Our life prolongs by eating grains. The annad bhavanti bhutani, parjannat anna sambhava, and grains are produced by proper rainfall. Rainfall is the main source of producing everything of our necessities of life. Without rainfall, we cannot produce anything of the necessities of life. We have got many necessities of life, not only grains. We require cotton for clothing. We require silk for luxury. We require valuable stones and jewels. All these are produced under certain circumstances of rain. Rain is falling on the sea and the ocean also. So there is purpose. Under certain constellation of the star, if the rain falls on the sea, it produces pearls and jewels. We have got this information from Vedic literature. So everything is produced, whatever you require. Now, pasturing ground for the cows, the grass is produced by rains. And the animals, they eat the grass and they produce milk, you require milk. So everything, the main source of supply is the rainfall from the sky. That is not under your control. So Bhagavad Gita says, parjannat anna sambhava, without rain, you cannot have any production. Nothing can be produced without rain. And without production, you cannot live. But rain, regular rain, and regulative rain and useful rain will fall when you perform sacrifices, jagga. Jagga bhavati parjanna. And jagga karma samudhava, and you can perform yoga by working. Because yoga requires materials. So if you have no money, if you don't work, you cannot have money. So everything is a circle. It's a nice circle. Karma Brahma Dhabo, and how to work, that is described in the Vedic injunction that you should work like this. We have all discussed. Niyata kuru karmattam, karma jaya jhakarmana. So everyone has some prescribed duties. There are different classes of men. The intelligent class of men, the administrative class of men, the productive class of men, the laborer class of men. Everyone has to work. And by working, by the result of the work, one has to perform yoga. And by regular performance of yoga, there will be regular rains. And by regular rains, there will be production sufficient to supply your necessities of life. So that is the subject. That is the subject. So anyway, one has to work sincerely his prescribed duties. And by the result of such work, one has to offer sacrifices to please the Supreme Lord. That is the circle. And Lord Krishna says, evaṁ pravartitaṁ chakra. Now, this circle, this moving circle, just like the potter moves the circle to make production, we are saying. Similarly, we have to move this circle. Circle means it is meant for moving. Anyone who does not move this circle of activity, then his life is adhāyu indriyāraṁ. His life is full of sin. His life is sinful, simply meant for sense gratification. Adhāyu indriyāraṁ. Mohaṁ pārtha sajivati. His life is useless, without any purpose. And actually, it has become like that. Our life has become without any purpose. We do not understand why this human life we have got. Why it is distinct from the dog's life, or the hog's life, or the animal life. We do not understand that. We have to understand that this human life is not meant for the animal propensities of life, like cats and dogs. It is meant for some other divine purpose. We have to get rid of this material engagement and attain our spiritual life and be happy forever. Jagdatyana nivartante taddhāma paramam mama. One has to return back to the kingdom of God. That is the mission of human life. So one who does not know this mission of human life, so according to Bhagavad Gita, he is living uselessly. His purpose of life, he has no, that a sheep without a ladder, a man without aim. He has no aim or purpose of life. This is the purpose of life. So we have to perform yoga. So anyone who does not move on this circle, according to Bhagavad Gita, he is passing on his life uselessly. Then the next, jastu ātmarati reva syāt ātmarati tascha mānava, ātmani eva ca santuṣṭa tascha kājyaṁ navidyate. This yoga is prescribed for the general mass of people, that they must work sincerely according to their prescribed duties, and by the result of that duty or result of their action, they should offer sacrifices to the Lord. Now at the present moment, the best sacrifice is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sacrifice of chanting the holy name of Lord. Jaggai saṅkītanai prāyai jajantihi sumedhasa. So now, you come here and sit down here for some time and chant the holy name of the Lord, that is also sacrifice. That is also sacrifice. This is recommended for this age, especially, because we cannot make any other sacrifice. So, in this age is called Kali. Kali means the age of quarrel. And minor things, we are prepared to fight with one another. That is the system of this age. And if you open the newspaper in the morning, you will find so many news of fighting. So this is called the age of fighting and corruption. So in this age, they formerly, as the sages and great kings, they were performing jagas, Rajasiya jagga, Asamedh jagga, and so many big jagas, and they required large fund of money. So that is not possible in this age. Lord Chaitanya, therefore, recommended, not only Lord Chaitanya, out of his own will he has recommended, it is prescribed in Shastra. And it is said, Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu. Krite means in the Satyaju, or what is generally known as Golden Age. So in the Satyaju, people used to realize self, or used to elevate themselves to highest perfection of life by meditation. You have heard the name of Valmiki Muni. Valmiki Muni, he meditated for 60,000 of years. His whole body was powered by what is called worms. And because at that time people used to live for 100,000 of years. So gradually our life is being reduced in the Satyaju. Yes. In the Satyayuga it is stated that people used to live for 100,000 of years. And then in the Tritayuga they used to live for 1,000 of years. Now in the Dwaparayuga for 1,000. And in the Tritayuga 10,000 years. And the Dwaparayuga 1,000 years. And now it has come down to 100 years in this Kali Yuga. That also 100 years is not completed. Now we are dying within 60 or 70, and gradually it will be reduced to 20 to 30 years. That is also mentioned. So, what was possible in the Satyayuga by meditation, that is not possible in this age. That is not possible. Therefore, the methods have been made easier. Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu. What was being possible to attain perfection of life by meditation in the Satyayuga, that was possible in the Tetayuga by offering up big sacrifices. Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu, Tetayang Jajato Makhai. Makhai means big sacrifice. And Dapare Paricharyaya. That very thing was realized in the Dwaparayuga by temple worship. That from the Dwaparayuga in India, so many temple worship flowers. Not only in India, all over the world. Church worship is also temple worship. Mosque worship is also temple worship. It may be different for different countries and different class of people, but the whole thing is temple worship. Temple worship. There are, in the temple, there are nine kinds of different process of worship. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So, Smaranam, Kirtanam, Bandhanam. Bandhanam means offering prayer. And archanang means, that is of course, you have no experience, but in India there is archan, the deity installing deity in the temples and worship from morning half past four to till night 11. There are different kinds of worship. So either this worship or this prayer, they are called temple worship. Temple worship. Bandhanam, offering prayer, is another sort of temple worship. So that is recommended, that was recommended in the Dāparajuga. Dāparajuga means just during the Mahābhārata time, 5,000 years before, that was the end of Dāparajuga. Then, after the battle of Kurukshetra, this Kali-yuga has begun. Kali-yuga, this age, present age, which you are passing on. In this age, this Kali-yuga will exist from the Vedic scriptures we understand. It will exist for 400,000 years. 400,000 of years. 427,000 of years. Not 27, 32. Out of that, we have passed only 5,000 years. So there is balance still, 427,000 of years, to finish this Kali Yuga. Now, for this age, Krite jat dhyato Vishnu tritayang jajato makhai. Now, different ages, different methods are prescribed. So, for this age, it is prescribed the kalautad harikirtana. Whatever possible to perform in the Satya Yuga by meditation and the Treta Yuga and by offering of great, costly sacrifices, and in the Dāpara Yuga by offering prayers or archan in the temples, that can be made possible easily by Harikirtana, by chanting the holy name of God. That is the prescription. So, as the Bhagavad Gita prescribes that you have to perform yajna. Now, don't be afraid that you have to perform the same kind of yajna as it was being performed in the Treta Yuga or Dāpara Yuga by offering thousands and thousands of months of clarified butter and grains. That is not possible. Nobody can secure all those ingredients at the present moment, neither it is recommended. In the Kali Yuga, it is recommended that one can perform the Sankirtan Yajna. That will give him the same result which was derived by meditation in Satya Yuga. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this method of Sankirtan Yajna in this age. 500 years before, Lord Chaitanya advented himself in India, in Bengal, in the district of Navadvip. It is about 60 miles from Calcutta, and he, of course, he was born in that particular place, but he, distributed these missionary activities all over India, and he desired that his followers may also distribute this missionary activity in other parts of the world. That is his desire and foretelling. So, this yajna, so far yajna is concerned, we can perform this yajna, Sankirtan yajna, that is not very difficult, everyone at home or in this place, what is there? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. No. It is the most inexpensive performance of yajna. Anyone can adopt. Just to learn this 16 words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These 16 words, anyone, any illiterate man or any rich man, any poor man, or any man of any country, these 16 words, anyone can learn, you see. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And chant, go on chanting it. There is no expenditure. Suppose if you are moving on the street and if you go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, there is no expenditure and there is no loss. Suppose you are sitting on the bus, on the car, for 2 hours. Apparently 2 hours, if you go on chanting Hare Krishna, then tremendous result. So why don't you try it? There is no expenditure, there is no loss, neither loss of time, neither loss of money, neither loss of energy. There is no loss. Simply and melodiously, in a singing way, if you got Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you will be directly associating with the Supreme Lord. You will be directly associating. Now suppose, theoretically, accepting that if I am directly associating with Supreme Lord, then what else I want more? In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, jang labdha chaparang labhang mannate nadhikang tataha. If you actually get the association of the Lord, then what else you have got to gain? You have got everything with you. So that is a fact. It is a question of realization only. And as soon as we get advance in this chanting of this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, then we shall gradually realize that actually God is with us. God is dancing on my tongue in the form of sound. So this is the simplest process of yoga that is introduced by Lord Chaitanya. Not he has manufactured this process, but it is from authoritative scripture. And you can try it. You can try it. The result will be that gradually you will be on the way, on the path of liberation. Liberation means to get out of this material entanglement. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that by chanting this Krishna Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, the first result will be that your heart will be cleared of all dust accumulated by years and years of life after life with this material association. Just like we are sitting in this lock, by association of this Bawari street, all this dust is coming in this room and it is being stacked up, layer after layer. Similarly, by association of this material contamination, we have in our heart accumulated so many material dust. The whole thing, our progress of spiritual life, our progress of spiritual realization is checked only because we have got some misunderstanding of our identification. The identification is that I am this body. That's all. Jat sattva buddhi kunapeti dhatati. This is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that one who is identified with this body are three elements. This body is made up, according to Ayurvedic medicine system, this body is made of Tridhatu, Tejavarimit, that is also stated in Bhagavad. Tejavarimit, that means heat, water and earth. Heat, water and earth. The whole material creation is a combination of these three things. Tejavarimit. Teja means heat or fire. And vari means water. And mrit means earth. So this world, this body is earth, matter. These grains, the grains which we eat, that is also earth, transformation. And now, by eating grains, this flesh is transformed. This is also earth. So we are seeing a very nice, beautiful, but it is earth. So it is made by interaction of this heat and water. That is the process going on, nature's creation. So jashat buddhi kunapi siddhati. So anyone who identifies with this body, this bag of these three elements, this is a bag. So jashat buddhi kunapi siddhati sadhikalatradishu. And from this bag, there are many other bags emanated, just like my children. They are also my different bags, production of this bag. So, jashakuddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatradis, one who identifies this bag as myself. I am this body. And the result of my body, this kinsmen, children, and family, or countrymen, or society men, they are my own men. Sadhik kalatradisu bhomaijadhi, means this earth from which this earthly body has grown up. That means the country. This country. We are fond of our country because from this American earth, my body has developed. Or from Indian earth, or this earth, of this planet, apart from American or Indian conception of life. So we are human beings of this planet. So we are identifying with this planetary situation. So all these things, they have been very carefully analyzed, and the conclusion has been that jasatma, one who thinks like that, he is no better than ass and cow. Saiva gokhara. Saiva gokhara. Gokhara, go means cow, and khara means ass. So actually, if we analyze the present civilization, it is a civilization of gokhara. Gokhara. Because we are identifying this body. I am this body. And because this body has got connection with a particular woman, therefore she is my wife. And because by that combination, we have got another production, some children, they are my children. And because it expanded into society, into country, and so many things, so all this entanglement is there. But actually, I am pure soul, I am not this body. As soon as I understand this, then whole thing is vanished. Because if I am not this body, then in relationship with this body, whatever I have expended, my extended selfness, selfishness, is at once vanished. Then I am Mukta Purusha, I am liberated soul. The Lord Chaitanya says, by chanting the Sri Krishna Sankirtana, I become at once liberated from this misconception of Lord. What I need, I am suffering due to my this misconception of life. The whole Vedic literature advises me that you are not this material body. You are aham brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Brahma means I am spirit. And the supreme not Supreme Spirit, but I am Spirit, Brahma. The Vedic literature does not say that I am Param Brahma. Param Brahma is Bhagavan. Qualitatively, I am one with Param Brahma, and Brahma, there is qualitatively oneness, because Brahma. Gold, big gold and small gold, that doesn't matter. Gold, both of them are gold. So, Lord Chaitanya says that Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. This misconception of life will be the first installment of our profit by chanting by regularly chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, by performing this yajna. The first installment, that first installment will be, I become liberated from the material conception of life. At once. Many great sages, they are going to Himalaya, they are going to the forest for meditation, just to realize what I am. Now, Lord Chaitanya says that this, what you are, your self-realization, your spiritual realization, will be the first installment. Cheta Darpana Marjana. This is simply, Cheta Darpana Marjana means, this is misconception. That what I am not, I am thinking I am. It is simply to understand that I am not. Actually, I am not this. We can understand it very shortly, within a moment. That Bhagavad Gita has already told you that avināśita tad viddhi jena sarvam idam tatam, that portion which is spread all over your body, that you are, that is avināśita, that is immortal. Now what is that? My consciousness. And what is that consciousness? That is the scent of my presence. I am a soul present in this body. The consciousness is the symptom. And as soon as this consciousness is removed, the body has no value that we are experiencing every day. As soon as from the body the consciousness is out, oh, it is dead body. You are crying, oh, my son is gone, my husband is gone, my brother. Why are your son is gone? It is lying here in the floor. Why you are crying? No, no. The gone means that consciousness is gone. Gone means that, therefore the consciousness is the real thing. So we misunderstand. We misunderstand. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the misunderstanding of this body identification is at once removed by performing this yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then, the next installment, simply understanding that I am not this body, I am consciousness, will do it? No. That is the first step. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhavamaha Dabagni Nidvapanam. If you are actually conscious of being, not this body, actually, then your all material miseries are at once removed. As soon as you come to the real point of understanding that I am not this body, then the whole misunderstanding of material existence, Bhavamaha Dabagni. Bhavamaha Dabagni means each and every word is very carefully selected in Sanskrit, and they have got immense meaning, full of meaning. Now this, why this Bhava Mahadabhagni, this very word, I'll try to explain. Bhava means the situation in which we have to take repeated birth and accept repeated death, that is called Bhava. And that is kind of Mahadabhagni. Maha means great. And Dabagni means forest fire. Forest fire. Forest fire, have you seen? Any of you here, you have got many forests, but I don't think you have seen any forest fire. I have seen. Forest fire takes automatically. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest. But by, cohesion of different dry bamboos or woods, and fire takes place by electricity, fire takes place and the whole forest is ablaze. That is called Dabagni. So this material world, nobody wants, everyone wants peaceful life. But the nature of the material world is that automatically there is fire. Automatically there. Just like in New York, your fire brigade is always traveling. Always afraid of if there is any fire. Because we are expecting every moment fire. Every moment fire. Nobody is setting fire in his house. But automatically there is fire. So, however we may want, however we may try in the United Nations organization, that there will be no war. Oh, it will take. It will take place. And already taking place, it is what is going on. We cannot stop it. This therefore is called Bhavamaha Davagni. Just like in the forest, nobody goes to set fire. It automatically takes place. Similarly, in spite of our good wish that we want to live peacefully in this world, there cannot be any peace. There will be fire, set up fire. Fire set up. Yes. So as soon as one becomes convinced that I am not this body, then he is protected from this fire of this material world. Fine material world. Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbhapanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Then his actual life begins. There also, then his actually blissful life. Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Just like the moon rises from the new moon, gradually the moon rises into the full moon. That the Chandrika. Chandrika, this very word is used. It is compared with the moon. Just like in the Pratipada, after the new moon, you see the moon just like a line. Then next day it becomes little more, just like Pratipadita. On the 11th day it is practically full. On the 11th day we observe Ekadasi. And then after 4 days, the full moon, the whole world is full of light. So, Sriya Kairava Chandrika, as soon as this Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapana, as soon as we get rid of this conception of, misconception of identifying this body, then our real blissful life begins, gradually develops, just like the moon develops. Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitananam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Vidyavadhu Jivan means full knowledge. Full knowledge. We are hankering after knowledge. Then we come to the point of full knowledge. Vidyavadhu jivanam, anandambudhi vardhanam. Ananda. We cannot increase ananda here. In the material sense gratification, ananda does not increase. If you want some ananda from sense, it, for the time being, it may give you some pleasure, but at once it decreases. You have no more capacity to enjoy, you see. At once decreases. So it is not ananda. It is not real ananda. Ananda means that will increase. Increase. You enjoy and increases. Increases. Ananda ambudhi vardhanam. The example is very nice. Ambudhi. Ambudhi means see. See, you don't find see has increased. You go to the, what is called, seaside. 10 years before, you had been to the seaside, you see the same level is there. It does not increase. If it increases, the whole New York City will be overflooded. It does not increase. But here, Lord Chaitanya says that Ambudhi, the ocean of bliss, it increases. It increases. That is a new experience. When you are actually in spiritual happiness, your bliss will be increased. Material happiness means that your bliss will be decreased. Suppose if you want a good cake or good foodstuff you want to eat. Now, suppose you take 2 cakes or 3 cakes, and the 4th cake you will refuse. No, no more I want. No more, I don't want. Because that pleasure now has decreased. Decreased. But here, he says, Lord Chaitanya says, that your ananda bliss will be increased. That is spiritual. That is the taste of spiritual life. When you engage yourself in spiritual function, the taste will be that you will not feel tired. You will not feel tired. Suppose if you are engaged in some spiritual function, you'll find more activity, more activity. More you do, more you find activity. That is spiritual. That is spiritual. So these things are there. Oh. So we are not to be afraid of that we cannot perform this yoga as prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita by the grace of Lord Chaitanya by the grace of Vedic literature. We have got this information that Jaggai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hi Sumedasa. Jaggai Sankirtanai, this yoga, Sankirtan yoga, chanting yoga, one can perform, one can please the Supreme Lord. That is prescribed. So, this is very easy and anyone can adopt only to remember the 16 names and at any time. Lord Chaitanya also says that nam nam kari bahuda nijasarta shakti tatrarthita. The name Krishna and Krishna person, there is no difference. That you don't think that Arjuna was fortunate to receive instruction of Krishna directly. But we are unfortunate. We are not in the presence of Krishna. No. That is our mistake. Krishna is present by the sound representation. Because God is absolute. Therefore, there is no difference. Just like here, we have got difference, and nothing is absolute. Now this watch, this name of this watch, this name of this article is watch. Now watch and the thing watch, there is difference. If I want to see watch, and if I sound watch, no, my purpose of watch seeing will not set. I want the actual substance which is watch. If I am thirsty, if I simply speak of water, my thirst will not be quenched. I want actual water. If you want something else for my enjoyment, the name will not do. Because nothing in this is dual world. This world is of duality. But in the absolute world, there is no such duality. Everything is everything. 1 + 1 = 1. 1 - 1 = 1. Purnasya purna mahadaya purna maiva vasishyate. These are Vedic injunctions. That if you take the whole thing from the whole, still the balance is whole.